This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it's all said and done, I predicted yesterday, Lee, I'm going to be right about this. It will be the largest theft in human history when Doge is finished, just in sheer size, whether measured per capita, real dollars, not going to matter. And Doge is getting smarter about how it chips away at it. Elon Musk was kind of flamboyant in the beginning. Listen to this. Announced yesterday by the Department of Government Efficiency and their taskmaster, Big Balls. Credit card update. The program to audit unused and unneeded credit cards has been expanded to 32 agencies. After 10 weeks, more than 500,000 cards have been deactivated. At the start of the audit, they remind us, there were a total of 4.6 million active cards in accounts. That is two cards for every federal employee, not counting the military. Two cards for every employee, not counting the military. What the heck?
What do you need with that?
I don't know. This doesn't even make any sense. I mean, I've been here 10 years. I don't have one card.
No.
I'm not complaining if your management is listening. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I could buy some stuff. I could get some printer paper.
I don't know of anybody at our facility here that has a company credit card. I'm sure that the general manager does, but.
Well, there is one, and you should see what I have to go through when I want more Tide Pods. The little part, not the Tide Pods, but the little parts. I'm the one who does the dishes downstairs.
Because nobody else will, yeah.
Right. Tremendous. I have to go through tremendous bureaucracy to get them.
Yeah.
But I do, and I keep all of our coffee mugs clean.
And we thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. But I don't have access to an actual credit card. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even think to ask for one. That would be weird.
Yeah.
But there you go. Doge says it has saved approximately $105 billion in a combination of asset sales, contract, and lease cancellations. But the new codes that they just put on the Treasury expenditures are going to be, it's going to be massive. I fully expect that by the end of the year, we'll be at least $500 billion saved because people committing fraud just can't get the money out of the Treasury anymore. I mean, that's really what they're on track. I mean, when you think the first day that they put actual codes on so we could see where the money's going and for what, $324 million worth of payment requests were turned down as fraudulent. One day, 24 hours.
Gosh, $325 million in one day.
Yeah, one day. Just wrap your mind around that, right? So, and that was a Saturday. So my theory on this, my theory on this is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is much bigger.
Yeah.
You know, the fraud that was going on.
You would think.
You would think. So that's going to be wild. Meanwhile, pay attention to this. John Solomon has this, because this is a really big deal today. He's got it on over at Just the News. The Trump is a fascist legacy media. You got to wonder where they are on this story of actual fascism. You know, Tulsi Gabbard declassified this plan that the Biden administration had to investigate Americans for non-criminal actions, non-criminal behavior, quote unquote, that they just found disturbing or suspicious, like being a conservative, having religious views, ordering a Bible. Remember, at one point we learned that the Treasury Department, if you ordered any kind of religious text, they were tracking your expenditures, right? That's what a fascist government does. Well, John Solomon says we can confirm it was at the direction of the Biden administration. They had a specific plan written. What they were doing was illegal. They knew it, and they hid it behind classification. So this was three-prong. It was any kind of gun purchase or gun involvement, speech they did not like, religious speech they did not like, especially being devout. You were being spied on, basically watched by this program, and it did three things. It censored you, it debanked you, and it created a dossier on you, or it tracked you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is 100% pure high-octane totalitarian regime. That is a classic definition right there. But we're told, well, that's not fascism, it's Trump. And yet it's the Trump administration exposing this and saying no more. And we're told that Trump is the fascist, which is incredible. But here's why this is such a big deal, Lee. We and John Solomon explains this perfectly. He said, we were made to think like the targeting of Catholics, the targeting of gun owners, the targeting of, you know, parents who just wanted to speak to the school board. We were told those were all just things that happened, like in a vacuum. You know, just there was things happening. And no, they were all coordinated. They were doing this in the name of, quote, fighting domestic terrorism. But basically, they were targeting people who weren't committing crimes and have a specific eye, with a specific eye, listen to this, it's just coming out, on those serving in the military. People owning guns or people spreading what was considered to be disinformation. It's many cases turning out to be true information. In other words, all of these stories that we thought were separate, it turns out were not. They were all being run out of the same same now declassified program. And it was classified for one reason and one reason only. And that was to hide the fact that they were breaking the law. They were violating the Constitution. Here's John Solomon on that, the top head reporter at Just the News.
We've all been wondering the last few years whether the targeting of school parents or traditional Catholics or gun owners or Trump supporters was random and the result of just a few bad actors within federal law enforcement. Today, we can confirm it was at the direction of the Biden administration and a specific plan written in June 2021. Take a look at this document up here on screen. It shows without a doubt the Biden administration authorized federal law enforcement 4 years ago to target Americans engaged in, quote, concerning non-criminal behavior. They did this in the name of fighting domestic terrorism, but basically they were targeting people who weren't committing crimes. And it had a specific eye on those serving in the military, owning guns, or spreading what officials considered to be disinformation, which in many cases turned out to be true information that the Biden administration just simply disagreed with. We now know this because Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard recently released a fully unredacted version of the prior administration's, quote, strategic implementation plan for countering domestic terrorism. It might otherwise be known as the plan to get conservatives. The memo fully exposes for the first time the law enforcement intelligence framework under President Joe Biden that led the FBI to probe conservative Catholics and parents protesting school board policies, Homeland Security, to engage in all that censorship we've chronicled on the show, and financial regulators to debank gun owners, lawful gun owners in some cases.
I would really like to know who authored that, and did Biden actually sign an order?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be very interesting, because what you're talking about there is that is the true fascism that this nation was under the threat of. Because if you are investigating people for non-criminal activity, then there's no investigation necessary. That is completely unconstitutional and should be prosecutable.
This is the question. This stuff's got to be prosecuted. We can't just be like, well, you know, it's not constitutional. Shouldn't have done that. No, we need prosecutions. That's why this whole fight over Ed Martin being the prosecutor over the swamp, the prosecutor of D.C., the federal prosecutor, is so very important, or we're never going to get justice for this, and nobody's ever going to be. They're going to do it the second the Democrats take power again. They're going to do it again. It'll start all over again. You know what is amazing to me, though, is just the fact that these media outlets that run around all day long, every day, screaming fascism, Trump is a fascist, they're not reporting this. They're blacking it out. And they do that, number one, when it's super important. Number two, when it's true. But number three, when they don't have a response to it. Mm-hmm. They don't have a spin. You can't even spin this. Yeah, Biden wasn't a fascist. He was going after all those fascists and silencing them. Yeah. Well, no, you can't do that. And yet, again, if you don't follow John Solomon, if you don't follow certain Twitter feeds or certain, you know, right-wing media, you have no idea any of this ever happened. You think Trump's the fascist.
Yeah.
And this is while the media runs around screaming that Trump is a threat to free speech because they don't get to have the same seat they did in the press pool in the last administration, which is a joke considering what we've faced. But I'm telling you, the left, the ones in the streets, the angry ones, the ones torching Tesla dealerships, they have no idea any of this went on because they only take in liberal media outlets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.